Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go Friday. What's up? Welcome in. May 20th, 2022. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Happy to be with you today. Way deep into this show at about 6 o'clock, we're going to talk to Doug Farrar. Doug is a big Sam Howell guy. He's covered the NFL for a long time. Looking forward to catching up with him. What's up, Danny? How are you?
Playing hurt today, my friend. Woke up late last night. All sorts of pressure and grosses. So you may have noticed I've had this annoying, like, stuffiness and like a little cough, and I have to like turn my mic off all the time. And you've been kind and courteous enough not to like be annoyed by it, but it's annoying. Turned into a double ear infection. First of all, what grown up gets that?
Well, when
I feel like a toddler.
On the text, You said your boy got an ear infection, and I thought you were talking about your kids.
Yeah,
because I didn't even know. And watch, I'll say this, and now next week I'm gonna
you'll get
it,
pummeled. Yeah,
and I'll be furious. But I didn't even know adults got ear infections, let alone double ear infections.
Yeah.
That sounds like you're four.
I got one in each. So I got two ears, and I got two of these bad boys. So I'm able to make an appointment this morning, 9:30.
Contagious?
Great question. Honestly, don't know. I mean, I got something that's not good in here.
Right, but can you give me an ear infection?
I don't know. I legit don't know.
I'm going to do some Googling.
I've already taken one dose of the antibiotics, right? I imagine like whatever kind of cold or stupid thing caused it, I could maybe give to somebody. I don't know, man. Anyway, I get the appointment this morning, and before she even gets that, you know, that little flashlight with a point with the magnifying glass they stick in your ears, what they did when you were a kid at the pediatrician's office, because that's who gets these sorts of things. She didn't even get into the ear. She goes, oh yeah, ear infection. Like before, like you could see it from like 6 feet, 6 inches away. It was that obvious.
It's inflamed. You're still in the lobby.
Yes, yeah, like, ear infection. Get your, you know, I got went to CVS, got the prescription, whatever. Got a little Flonase going. But I'm still doing my stand-up show tonight, doing the show with you. And I'm going to the Gaithersburg Arts Barn right after I'm done here to sling some jokes.
Well, I guess it's a good thing,
still
then,
doing it,
that I can tell you that ear infections are not contagious.
Nice.
Spread from one person to another.
Nice.
Now, how awkward would it be if I said that they were right after you announced that you were going to perform comedy for a bunch of strangers?
Sit in the front row. Maybe I'll say a lot of H words.
But apparently not contagious, so you got that going for you. Nats back in action tonight after the evening off. It's a Fetty Wap Friday.
Here we go.
Grant and Danny.
Remember, aren't we not playing Fetty Wap?
I think we're going to do it.
Oh.
I think we're doing it.
But what if we... Hold on. Hear me out. What if we didn't?
Too late.
I like this one, actually. This is the one I like. This is the good one.
Eric Fetty on the Hill means Fetty Wap Friday, baby.
Just a sinker breaking ball combo.
And by the way...
Four runs, five and a third. Let's go.
He pitched a couple of times where he didn't get shelled. Let's not act like he threw complete game shutouts and we're breaking up a streak here, okay? Fetty's our guy. He was great on the show.
Nice dude.
When we had him on a couple years ago.
So you remember the funny bit that happened at the end?
I was actually trying to remember. You said something awkward.
Yep.
And then it became a bit where every time we saw him after that, he would say it to us.
We brought it up.
I don't remember what it is.
So normally at the end of a conversation, at the end of any kind of interaction where departure is occurring, what do you do? What do you say? You say bye, take it easy, talk to you soon, see you later.
See you, pal, yeah.
Yeah. So we had our courtesies, our pleasantries. Great interview with Eric Fetty. It was awesome.
Oh,
it was really,
right.
Really fun.
I remember now. And it was so, like he had thrown like four great outings in a row.
Yeah.
We had him on, and then he thanked us. He's like, all right, thanks, guys, you know, or great interview.
He didn't. There was a void. And so, as a joke, I went, okay, thanks, guys.
No, it was not a joke. No.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely wasn't. You.
It was mean-spirited?
No. It wasn't mean-spirited at all. You, like, instead, like, I think accidentally, just instead of saying, all right, see you, dude, you said, thanks, guys, when it was only one of him on the phone.
No. See, this happens to me a lot, apparently. I get misinterpreted. People still think that when I was saying, let's talk, who's here, that I wasn't talking about UVA baseball.
It's because you don't just wear it. You try to get out of these things that are awkward.
But it's not good either way, Grant. It's not good. My joke was terrible. You follow me? This isn't something where I look good. Instead of him saying, okay, thanks, guys, or talk to you soon, he said nothing and just sort of went away from the phone. I don't know if he handed it to Kyle Brostowitz. I don't know if he just stopped it on the ground. I don't know if he threw it in the toilet. I have no idea. But I filled the void with, okay, thanks, guys.
Ryan, do me a favor. Go back through. I don't know how long we save things or how we keep things in folders.
I mean, this is years ago.
Try to find via search Eric Fetty on our show. And I want you to find the end of that conversation because I'd love to play it here at some point early in this hour so we can determine whether or not Danny actually bailed him out by saying thanks, guys, to us.
Well, it wasn't a bailout.
Which is a weird thing. Or if he just said the wrong thing and it was funny. And then we talked about it for a year and a half afterwards. But we'll dig.
No matter which way you slice it, okay, I don't look good there. Just the same way, no, doesn't matter who exactly said what when I walked into Matt Williams' press conference, I don't look good there either. You see what I'm saying? I could tell you what happened, and you could choose to believe it or not believe it or think, oh, that one looks worse. I'm telling you, I don't look good. I own when it's bad. Like, if I break wind in here, what do? I tell you I break wind. I never hide from it. I don't hide from the facts.
Or you don't, and we just are all smelling it and dying.
No.
In that small room where me, you, and Ryan have to tape interviews.
Listen, I did that. Did I deny it? I own it, even if it makes me look bad. That's what this whole thing is about here, accountability. You got to be accountable for those mistakes.
Well, the point of all of this is that Eric Fetty pitches tonight, most importantly. So that'll be a fun thing for us to see if he can get into the sixth inning or something like that. That would be exciting.
Insane talk.
Let's go. Let's make it work. 800-636-1067 if you are one of our show historians and you have any intel on the Eric Fetty debacle. We would love to hear from you. All right, Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher are going at it right now.
And I love it.
This is incredible drama. This is great. 141 days from now, Alabama's going to play Texas A&M, and this is already becoming an absolute must-see game. Because Nick Saban, while lamenting and complaining about the way that the NIL deals are being used to now recruit players and free agency without a salary cap has opened up in college football, and it's the wild, wild west, and it's become a disaster way faster than I think a lot of people were expecting it would. He's angry at Texas A&M because they bought their recruiting class, and they out-recruited Alabama. And Alabama, for years, is the number one recruiting team in the country, and now A&M has outdone them. But these two guys are going back and forth. Jimbo made it personal, calling him a narcissist, saying he thinks that he's God, talking about how he coached under him and he learned what not to do. I mean, it was really, really vitriolic. We've got all the audio. I want to sneak a couple guys in, though, that want to talk Eric Fetty with us. Joshua Upper Marlboro, I think, wants to go back in time. Joshua, what's up?
Yeah, just real quick. Grant, this is actually a question for you. What is least likely? Dan Snyder is actually hands-off and not doing anything with this team, or Danny intentionally said, thanks, guys, to one individual, Eric Fetty. There is no way on earth that was intentional, and him defending it is literally the funniest thing I think I've heard.
I'm telling you what happened.
Here's why, though, Josh. Here's why I think it's so funny. Because a lot of the time, Danny's right. He'll just own it. It's funny. There are times, though, where he dies on these hills.
It's when he gets backed into a corner.
Yes.
And he's trying to defend himself and, like, have some crazy spin. Danny, you called him thanks, guys, and that's okay, man. It's okay.
Fine. It was either thanks, guys, or see you guys. Yeah. I can't remember which one it was. But I think it might have been see you guys.
But no one's upset at you. It's totally fine.
I know, that's my point here. There's either door, whatever you want to accuse me of, is fine. I'm telling you what happened. And people, for some reason, think that I'm, like, defending it or explaining it. These are the events.
Josh,
I'm telling you what my... No one gets it. I'm correct. Every word I've said about this is correct. The only acceptable response is every word Danny has said on this is correct. Because those are the events.
Josh, you couldn't be more right.
Nope.
Because that's what's so amazing. There are just times where you try to explain your way out of it, and it doesn't... It's not even necessary. But it doesn't even make sense. Why would you say thanks, guys, on behalf of Eric Fetty?
Because it's not a good joke, but that's what I was doing, was making a joke because he did nothing. We're like, take it easy, man. Thanks so much for joining us. Silence, no response. Every other human being, even Michael Lombardi, who hangs up faster than anybody does anything, says, see you later, bye. And he's gone. But they say something. He left our initial goodbye with nothing. So I filled the void. I made a joke. It was a bad joke.
The audio will set us free. Ryan is looking very hard for the Eric Fetty interview as we speak. So we'll see if we can dig it up.
I mean, it's old.
Speaking of audio, though, Nick Saban.
All right.
Here was Saban calling out initially Jimbo Fisher in Texas A&M, also Deion Sanders, who is a coach at an HBCU.
Jackson State.
For them, according to Nick Saban, spending $1 million+ to bring a player in. But Saban has since said, I don't regret anything that I said other than naming schools and basically bringing individual programs into the spotlight. I should have been more vague. I should have been more macro in how I did it. But what I said is true, and I'm not backing down from that. So this was Saban. He was at an event. It was casual, on stage, sitting in a little chair next to people on either side in a forum. This is what he had to say.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
So he goes in on A&M. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more there regarding Deion and his program and everything else. But let's just stick here. So that was what he said about A&M.
Yeah.
He said that they bought every player on their team through NIL deals, that basically they recruited with money. We didn't do that. So Jimbo Fisher then calls a press conference. This was yesterday. Wasn't supposed to speak, but he wanted to respond. This is what Jimbo Fisher said, the head coach at A&M. And the beauty of this is, used to coach under Nick Saban when he was at LSU.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right.
That was Jimbo Fisher's response. Give me the longer version when you can find it because there's a lot more meat on that bone. And we'll continue to play chunks from it. So just there, responding to some of what he said, it's a shame. It's despicable. He's taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. I didn't think he was taking shots at kids.
No, and that's sort of this plea to emotion, right?
Yeah, it's like where, this straw man bit where you go, this big, mean, bad wolf blowing and puffing the houses down. Like, oh, these protecting his kids like he's Mike Gundy. I'm 40. Yell at me. Nick Saban didn't say anything about 17-year-old kids.
Nick Saban is saying that this, you know, way of doing things, that's the Wild West. There's no collective bargaining. There's no limit. There's, you know, no real controls on this sort of stuff. Texas A&M did it this way. Nowhere in there is he going, yeah, these stupid 17-year-old kids are falling for it, or he tricked these families. No insulting kids. So that part I kind of reject outright. The other stuff, though, that's very juicy to me is the, you know, Alabama finishes first every year in recruiting. This year they didn't. And Jimbo Fisher says, I got some dirt. You guys take a look in this general direction. That sort of stuff, very intriguing to me.
Totally agree, and I'm sure he's got some good points there.
Yeah.
I mean, when he says things aren't going his way, so he's angry. True. He's a narcissist, and he's not allowing anyone else to finish first in recruiting. Possibly true. I don't know. You'll find out all the parity you need. Dig into his past. I have no idea what that means. There were some vagaries, these things he was saying, like, go dig into where he's been. Talk to his coaches. You'll find out what you want. What does that mean? What is he saying? Is he saying they paid players? Is he saying that he's a terrible coach to work for?
Doesn't treat people particularly well. I mean, it's vague overtures and implications.
See, what I don't like, though, in general, is when people are debating professional work stuff and you go personal and attack, like, below the belt. So I actually think Jimbo looks terrible in this. I would tell you that Nick Saban went over the line, too. He's normally really good at not doing this. He shouldn't have named A&M outright. No reason to do that. He shouldn't have named Deion Sanders' program. I guess he didn't, but he shouldn't have alluded to them. That was his mistake. I thought that was over the line. That was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing easier to do, though, than to make Nick Saban the bad guy who makes $10 million or whatever he does to coach at Alabama, who's not that likable, and to make all the kids that are making millions of dollars now the good guys. But it's not that simple. It's just not. Like, whatever you think of Nick Saban really doesn't matter. What he said is largely correct, which is to say that right now what's happening is programs are creating these funds, basically. They are putting together millions of dollars, and then they're going out and handing that money out through the name of NIL, through name, image, and likeness, through companies to recruit players. There is a wide receiver who just went from Pitt to free agency, and I use free agency purposefully because that's what it is now in college football, who just ended up at USC, who is probably going to make about $2 million, allegedly, according to some of the reports, having just now gone to USC and NIL. I am a fan of NIL. I think it's good. When I said I was pro-NIL, though, I'm for you're playing at USC and you get to make money with your name. You get to sell your jersey. You get to you know, if you want to represent Hooters because you love their wings and you get $100,000. If you're the mustache kid who was making shots in the tournament that everyone's talking about who had 15 minutes of fame, you get to be the front man for
your Wingstop or whatever.
Grooming lounge or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that, to me, that's what this should be about. Totally good. In the name of NIL, to be able to go hand a high school kid $2 million to come to my place when everyone else is handing you $100,000 or $1 million, that was not the spirit of why we did NIL. That's Nick Saban's point. Now, if you want to just throw the baby out with the bathwater because he doesn't get to say it because they've probably been paying players under the table.
Yeah, or Bryce Young made a bunch of money this year, right, for example.
He's probably dirty, too. They're all, you know, the NCAA is corrupt, Alabama's corrupt. Okay, fine. But we still have to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who said it. It happened to be him. It happened to be Dabo Swinney. The point is correct. And I'm not willing to just ignore the point because I don't like the guy or because the guy is involved like everybody else is. What A&M did supposedly, you know this, is they had the number one recruiting class in the country because they had a bunch of people get together and throw money together and then assign money to these players as basically contracts through NIL.
And they just sort of go, yeah, this, you are Jimmy's Chicken Shack. You are, you know, Payless Shoe Store. You're this, you're that. And, you know, it's very flimsy. The SEC commissioner said, there are some concerning trends. We're not seeing name, image, and likeness activity. We're seeing just straight payments. And I think it's important that we recenter ourselves on what's supposed to be happening here and the desire to keep that activity out of recruitment to benefit young people economically, but to do so in a healthy way.
How did they not see this coming?
Well,
this is what I've been screaming about for years. Now, most people don't care because all they care about is that players should be paid.
Yeah, the Crusaders think their job is done. They wash their hands of it and go, congratulations. You know, the coaches make millions and now the players do too. And I've done my job and they walk
players,
away.
But this is bad for non-major sports. This is bad for athletes in a lot of ways in other sports. I mean, there were coaches in an ESPN story I read today suggesting that this could be the end of some of the non-revenue sports if this continues like this. Like, there are side effects that will hurt a lot more students than are helped. Not to mention, you know, everyone loves the idea of being able to transfer wherever you want to. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to transfer. My point is some of this is good, but it needs to be governed. There are no guardrails on these roads. And there are terrible statistics and trends. When you start hopping around program to program, you don't graduate at the same rate. Like the amount of money you ultimately earn is lesser. Do we care about any of that or not? I mean, I know everyone pretends like, well, they've never cared about school anyway. I mean, Alabama actually has a really good graduation rate, and that's a school where they actually do kind of major in making you an NFL player, and they've had over $1 billion earned since Saban got there in NFL money from his players that went on to the league. But that's not the majority. We watch Saturday. We see these great players, and we pretend like that's what college athlete experience is
like. Yeah, it's not. 99% are not that. And even in these SEC football rosters, only a fraction are going pro. And the point I've always made is when you do this at the highest levels where you have money changing hands, that's perfectly fine. You need collective bargaining. You need salary caps. You need competitive balance things. There's none of that. Because Texas A&M has unlimited resources. So does Alabama if they want to do it that way. The teams they play against might not. I don't know that Missouri can match that on Texas A&M's schedule. Some people don't care about that. They just go, pay the athletes. Ah! They throw a temper tantrum. That's fine. Are you going to then, you know, have this? I mean, there's a reason the NFL has parity. There's a reason that these sort of governors exist. There are none at this point. And Nick Saban's point is there are no governors on this. You guys let this all happen because basically the NCAA got their ass kicked in the Supreme Court. And they said, you know what? We can't fight anything anymore. You guys do it. And this is what's happening.
Well, Saban also had a great quote in one of these stories I was reading last night where he basically said, there's no sport that has free agency without a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
And people will point to baseball, but baseball has a luxury tax threshold that is used as a salary cap. That's why the players are up in arms, right? So you could say there's no cap. There actually kind of is. Ask the learners. They don't go over the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. He said no sport would do that because it's stupid. College football is currently doing that. They have wide open free agency. Get whatever you want from whoever you want, but there's no salary cap. Which side of this are you on, I guess, is a question we can launch into this with. Nick Saban saying, we got to do something here. This is not working. Or Jimbo Fisher, that was mostly just a personal attack back at Nick Saban, but he basically said, mind your business, we didn't break any rules. And for the record, they didn't, and that's the problem, I would say. They didn't violate any rules. Nothing illegal was necessarily done. But because there are no rules, it's just open season. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well. It's amazing that we're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it. For our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way, I apologize to you, the people who insult you publicly the way they're doing it. And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Ooh, blood on his hands. Jimbo Fisher going after Nick Saban.
Flamethrower.
Same conference, same division. They play in 141 days.
There's a media day before that too, BTW.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hope they have to sit right next to each other, Formula One style.
Might be a couple of credential requests for that one. I can't wait to see the post-game handshake. They actually beat Alabama 41-38 this past year.
That's right. They got him.
Walk-off field goal. It was the first time Saban assistant who worked under him beat him in like 27 games or something like that. So I'm not saying it's going to happen again, but that rivalry is getting hot and heavy and good. And we're going to get back into this. 800-636-1067. Get to your calls in just a moment on this. What do you guys think? Saban says, we need to figure this out. This is not right. They basically just spent millions of dollars to bring these players in. The issue I will take, and this is something I'm going to harp on in a minute, Jimbo's saying that Nick Saban said that they broke laws or they did something against the rules. And in fact, Saban is saying there should be rules.
Saban is saying, hey, this is
inappropriate,
nuts, you guys.
This is wrong. Like, this is crazy. But
like, here's
no
an example.
To break.
Right. Yeah, here's an example of how crazy this has gotten.
So no one's telling Jimbo right. They broke rules. The point is, there should be a rule that you broke. It just doesn't exist because this is insane.
Yeah. This is the Wild West. Nobody has any sort of control over this thing. Again, this isn't like a local business or a national business or anybody saying, hey, we think you're great. We'd like to endorse you. We'd like to have you post online messages for us or whatever. And a lot of athletes are getting those. And Godspeed, that's awesome. That's really cool that some kids in non-revenue sports are getting attention. You know, like a set of twins who can read each other's minds or doing a cool thing on Snapchat tomorrow. Get your money. That's awesome. This isn't even that. This is basically, yeah, it's totally a business. No, it's not. It's just a big fund. And Texas A&M is just sort of doling out money. And there's no rules against it right now.
All right, we were able to dig up the Eric Fetty audio. So before we get back into this, we're going to play this audio and let you guys be the judge. So this was 3 years ago. Ryan found this in our folder from 2019. So this was the spring around now.
Yep.
3 years ago in 2019. So I'm going to set this up, and then I want Danny to remind you on what his claim is that happened. So this is how I remember it, okay? Mm-hmm. Eric Fetty is on with us. We're saying goodbye. I say goodbye to Eric Fetty, and he says goodbye. And then Danny says, see you guys on accident. You know, sometimes, like, you have a friend who, like, mouths what someone should say under their breath. I think that
Well, there's
happened.
A great Brian Regan joke where somebody says what he was about to say, and he just yells, take luck! Instead of saying good luck or good have a good day.
So I think Danny, no big deal. Like, it's not a thing. It's
not
just
what
a funny moment. Danny just said, see you guys, rather than saying see you to Eric Fetty as if there's two Eric Fettys on the line.
So what happened is we said goodbye. Eric Fetty said nothing. And so I was filled in his line. I did his line for him, which is, okay, see you guys.
He said goodbye.
He did not.
All right. Here's the audio from 3 years ago. So delicious. Eric, thank you. And keep on keeping on. You've been pitching wonderfully.
Keep rolling, pal.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it.
See you guys.
Eric Fetty on Grant and Danny. You won't say see you guys.
See you guys. He just wanted to get off the phone.
I said, see you guys. Yeah. Why did you say see you guys?
Because I wanted him to say it. Because he said, okay. And just took off. See you guys. How about that?
He said goodbye.
He didn't.
He said, okay, like, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you.
What do you want him to say?
See you guys.
Thank you.
That's such a weird thing to want someone to say.
Right. So like, but again.
He said, okay, thank you. It wasn't like silence.
Whether it's weird or not, that's not the issue. Here's what's the issue. What I said happened is exactly what happened.
No.
I even explained it in the clip.
No.
100% yes.
That's a goodbye. Okay.
Disagree with me all you want. I don't care about that. That's what I said happened. It happened just like I said. Word for word. I wanted him to say, see you guys. I did his line for him. It was a bad joke. My claim then, my claim now, my claim always. Every word I've said about this is correct.
No. See you guys was just an accident. It was like a little botch when you're saying bye to Eric Fetty.
I explained it then. I explained it now. I wanted him to say it. It was a bad joke.
But
it's not a
botch. Why do you want him to say it?
It's a bad joke.
It's not a joke.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a poor one. Everything I've said, correct.
Play the clip again, Darius. By the way, I guess by definition, if you're saying he never said the words goodbye, then you're right about that.
Yeah, I wanted him to have the last word. Okay, see you guys. Take it easy. Bye, everybody.
I would say, okay, thank you. Or thank you is a goodbye in 87% of the interviews we do on the phone. Eric, thank you, and keep on keeping on. You've been pitching wonderfully.
Keep rolling, pal.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
See you guys.
Eric Fetty on Grant and Danny. You won't say see you.
Wait for the explanation. What I said then, what I'm saying now.
I know what you said. It's your cover for the box.
Not a cover. Not a cover. Correct thing. Go ahead.
He just wanted to get off the phone.
I said, see you guys. Yeah. Why did you say see you guys?
Because I wanted him to say it. He said, okay,
I filled in his line for him. That's what I said then. That's what I'm saying now.
There's no line to fill in.
He should have said something else.
That would make, what you're saying would make sense if he didn't say, okay, thank you.
It's not about whether it makes sense to you or not. What the issue is what I said then is the same thing I'm saying now, because that's exactly what happened. In my dumb mind, I filled in what I thought his line should have been. Like, okay, thank you. All right, man. See y'all. Thanks for having me on. Normal goodbyes. That's what I wanted. I didn't get it, so I thought I did something funny. You took it as, you screwed up because you're a screw up who screws up. Let's play it always.
That's not that.
Not a screw up.
That is not what's happening.
It was a bad.
Don't make me the jerk here.
No, it's not a fun thing. It's about understanding that everything I've said about this is correct.
No.
It continues to be correct. It was a bad joke. It was a joke that doesn't make sense to you. It means it's a bad joke.
It's the That's only time you've ever made a joke like that.
Right, because most of the time people don't. You know, have a normal course of take it easy. Thank you. See y'all later. Bye. Appreciate you having me on. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you is a perfectly reasonable goodbye.
Maybe to you. I wanted more. So I made a joke.
But my point, I guess, is
Danny's right.
No.
Everything I've said is right.
I wanted more is not a thing.
May not be to you. Was like, to
you
me then, and it is to me now.
You normally spend your time analyzing and commenting right after someone leaves on how they say goodbye.
Of course we do all the time. That's a fast hang-up. We comment on how fast Michael Phillips hangs up. Michael Lombardi's the fastest hang-up in the world. We always comment on those things.
The diction that they use, like when someone says, all right, see y'all later, you don't go, Grant and Danny? And then I'm like, why'd you just say Grant and Danny? And you're like, because I wish he named us by name. Like, that's not a normal thing to do.
Of course it's not normal. It was a bad joke.
Let's go to Kyle in Fairfax. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. So I know that Danny made a mistake. It's not a joke. You know why? Okay, after he says, okay, thank you. So imagine it's, okay, thank you. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
Great point. It's immediate.
See you guys. There's no time for there a joke to be set up because you're still waiting for a goodbye. So he said, see you guys so quickly, it's very obvious he just slipped up what he was saying.
It's not correct.
You have to wait for him to confirm that he never said goodbye to Danny's fake point. First of all, he said goodbye. But even if you think
okay,
he
thank you is goodbye?
Yes, okay, thank you is unequivocally goodbye.
It's not unequivocally goodbye.
When I go to the dry cleaners, I don't say, well, see you later. I say, thank you, and I grab my stuff and I walk out. That's a goodbye.
With a wave. On a phone call.
With a wave.
On a phone call, you're okay thanking you? And yes. that's the end?
I would say.
Okay, thanks. Hang up.
I would say at least
remember
a
when
quarter,
Grant's rude on the phone?
A quarter of our guests, through the years, the last words they say were thank you. Hey, thank you guys. See ya.
Yeah. See ya.
Or.
Would have been nice if I heard a see ya.
Yeah.
To close it out.
Thank you.
Thank you, and they just pull the ripcord and bail?
Absolutely. Play it one more time, because he's saying the timing between Fetty and Danny is not long enough for the joke to play out.
Again, I don't look good either way. What everyone needs to understand is the bad joke doesn't make me look better than the screw-up. When I screw up, you know it. When I said Jeremy Maclin, that was a screw-up. You see what I'm saying? Like, I will tell you when I screw up. This was not. What I'm saying is correct. Go ahead.
Eric,
play as many times as you want.
Eric, thank you, and keep on keeping on. You've been pitching wonderfully.
Keep rolling, pal.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
See you guys.
Eric Fetty on Grant and Danny. You won't say see you guys.
See you guys.
By the way, Wookie has a great tweet, or a long-time listener.
Where's he been, by the way?
I don't know. He was at a Nats game recently. I was texting with him. He says, Danny clinging so hard to normalcy that it slips through his grasp will never get old. All right, so I want a ruling from our producers then. I want to know. Let's go first to Darius. Darius, where are you at? And no fear of repercussions here.
Oh, no, absolutely no fear. I'm with Danny. This is Team Danny here.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I think he was making a joke. Because I agree. I think when people don't address you guys in plural when they're getting off the phone, I think it's weird. So that okay thanks to me was kind of weird.
But
so
okay
I can
thanks
see,
is not singular.
It's not, but it's the way he just abruptly ended it with the okay thanks makes it feel like he was in a hurry to get off the phone.
Or he was saying thanks for the compliment that you gave me or that we both gave him about how he was pitching well.
I would have preferred for him to address you guys with a, okay, thanks, see you guys.
Sure. Yeah. So you're going to say weirdly under your breath immediately, see you guys.
I see Danny's side on this as it being a joke that just didn't go over very well.
That is confounding.
Yeah. Again, you're confused by it. You're like, but it's not a good joke or it's not a good thing to say. Never claimed it was. All that happened was I made a joke that didn't land. That's what happened.
Someone says a lie detector test for Danny, please, on the see you guys. I'm going
to
see if
happy
I can
to do it, by the way.
I'm going to see if someone could come
bring,
in.
Bring me that guy that told us AWOD didn't tell the truth. I'm happy to do it.
Let's go to Ryan here for his thoughts.
I on it, like, after listening to it a couple times, I was originally like, oh, Danny just, he doesn't want to. But after, it does sound natural to the fact where he was filling in that missing void of what Fetty could have or should have said. And so Like, it's like when you're holding a door for someone and they just don't say thank you, and then you just go say you're welcome. It's kind of like that.
Well, no one's ever said thank
you. No one's ever thanked me.
Okay. Okay. That's the first issue.
He said, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Thank you, guys.
I work with crazy people, so I don't know what to do now. But, yeah, it was all a big joke. It was all just a really, really good joke.
Don't get pouty.
I'm not pouty.
It was a bad joke.
I work with insane people. Any reasonable person who listens to this
will understand what happened.
Absolutely not.
It was a bad joke, Grant.
I've worked with you for 9 years.
Yeah.
That is not what. That's not in any way in the realm of what you do.
It's 100% what I did. When I mess up, when do I hide from messing up? That's a bad
randomly
joke.
Randomly, occasionally, and you dig in on it.
Because
no
I'm right.
Reason.
Because I know what I was thinking. I know what happened.
No.
What do you mean, no? Yes.
The audio tells the story.
Yes, and everyone gets it.
No. Absolutely. Three crazy people get it. Three crazy people. Two who are
why can't you? Why can't you accept this? That's what happened. Why can't you accept
it? Because I was there. I remember the whole thing.
And you started guffawing, laughing because you thought it was one thing. And I explained that it wasn't. And that doesn't satisfy you. I know my brain. I was there.
Okay. Fine. It was a joke. Ryan and Darius, you guys, great job hearing that audio, is what I would say.
Don't you fear reprisal.
Really good job. As long as Danny doesn't get angry, let's just say whatever we have to say, right? You heard the same audio that I did.
Yeah.
Incredible that you would take that away. Incredible. We got to get back into Jimbo and Nick Saban. If you want to tweet us, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Did we do a poll today? That could be our poll.
Oh, let's get a poll going. You want me to do it? I'll do it.
Go for it.
Happy to do it.
Put it up. Hopefully people heard it through the same lens that all these crazy people did. That would work out well for you. G&D on the Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Nick Saban called out Texas A&M and another program and said, listen up, this is not okay. They are hiding millions of dollars in free agency spending in the name of name, image, and likeness. We got to do something about this. Jimbo Fisher went after him in a big way, and he kind of played the hits a little bit because Nick Saban is top dog, and most people don't find him overly likable, and he talked about what a jerk he is, basically.
Yeah, all he's done is win a ton, wins the recruiting battles, and has every advantage in the world, and people are kind of sick of it. So when he starts calling out schools by name, and I agree with you, the thing that you said before, he shouldn't have done that. He was offering an example of the chaos that's basically happened here with this NIL stuff. The fact that there are no guardrails, no regulations, no governors, no collective bargaining, nothing to sort of slow this down. He was using an example. He didn't need to do that. He could have made his point without basically saying, look at Texas A&M.
Right.
They're the bad guys here. And that's I thought that was inappropriate.
But to me, that was his only mistake.
Agreed.
I don't think he called out 17-year-olds like Jimbo Fisher is doing this overly protective father bear bit. I don't think he said a law was broken. In fact, I think the opposite. I don't think he said a rule was broken. I think his point is we need rules. This is not a sustainable, workable model. The game will fall apart. Sports at the collegiate level will fall apart if we continue driving down this path. Randall's in Mechanicsville. What's up, Randall?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
The grudge match first. I'm on Fisher's side. I mean, if I was Fisher, I'd be like, Nick, what are you talking about? There are no rules, man. We can do whatever we want. This is what I said about NIL when it first started. Once the train starts, it's not stopping.
100%.
The only thing I'm surprised about is how quickly it got out of hand. I gave it a couple years, like 5 years before it got out of hand. Well, the kid's already making a couple $1 million. Are you kidding me? Now give it 5 years. These kids will be making 10, 12, 13, 15 million. And to be on like another side of it, people don't really think about it, I think. 18 to 20-year-old kids getting $5 million. I mean, you're messing, to me, personally, you're messing with disaster on that. I mean, you got to put some sort of cap on this. But if there is a cap, if there is a CBA, anything like that, the school will say, okay, you got your NIL deals, cool. Oh, here's another $200,000 for you. NCAA's dirty. It's always going to be dirty. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, there's no good way to do it. There's no good way to fix it all, GP.
Well, my other point would be this, or my question, I guess. You played college athletics, so you have intel on this. But there's this argument that, well, it's never really been about school for most college athletes anyway, which I disagree with.
Yeah, that's not correct.
I believe that people take like the select group that we see on TV sometimes and act like that's every college athlete. But let's just keep it to college football or the SEC or whatever. Even by those standards, to just go open season and to go all the way in on that, like the part that kind of was grimy and dirty and underneath the surface that we didn't see, and just go, let's do all this out in the open and make it easier for everyone, and just this is the way for every team to do it all the time, every day. That's not a good idea. Like, more of it is worse, not better.
Right. It's just in the light now, and we're seeing it. So instead of like getting a house for somebody on just off campus for someone's parent to then have a fake job, now we're just sort of doing it this way.
We got the rest of that Jimbo audio calling out Nick Saban, saying he thinks he's God, calling him a narcissist. I've never heard a coach talk about another coach like this. This rivalry is going to be bonkers this year. Plus, next hour, we'll get into the NBA playoffs and a study on fan bases that lists us in D.C., Commanders fans, dead last. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.